President Barack Obama says he's sending his jobs bill to Congress today, and he's urging lawmakers to pass it immediately with no games, politics, or delays. Obama appeared in the Rose Garden Monday surrounded by teachers, police officers, and firefighters, people the White House says would benefit from the bill. Bank of America is planning to cut about 30,000 jobs over the next few years in an effort to save $5 billion a year. It's part of a broader move to reshape and shrink the nation's largest bank as it copes with the fallout from the housing bust. At least 75 people are dead after a gasoline pipeline in Kenya exploded. One man says people had been collecting fuel from the leaking pipeline when he heard an explosion. The plot of land known for a decade as Ground Zero has opened to the public for the first time as a memorial to those who died in 2001. The 9/11 Memorial Plaza opened under tight security. Visitors walked the 8-acre site and gazed at the water on the exact spots where the World Trade Center's Twin Towers stood. I'm Matt Friedman, the Associated Press, with AP News Minute.